Drought is lowering the yield potential for the nation's corn and soybean harvest. Stocks of corn were already low, and LSU Ag Center economist Kirk Guidry says the outlook for a dismal harvest is driving up prices.
Now the market is in terms of trying to ration what it believes will be supply for the 2012-2013 marketing year, and the way it does ration those supplies is by elevating prices, and that's what we're seeing.
In Louisiana, farmers are often at the mercy of weather conditions, and their crop failures have little effect on prices. But this year, corn growers are harvesting an excellent crop.
What we have is a reversal of fortune here. We've got very good commodity yields, very good production levels, and we're looking at all-time high prices for many of our commodities.
While Louisiana farmers will benefit from the high prices, Guidry predicts an increase in food cost will follow the jump in commodity prices. The Economist looked at 2008. The last time the U.S. had a significant increase in consumer food prices. Prices rose about 6% then, and he anticipates a similar increase this year.
And I went and looked at what commodity prices were doing at that time versus what they're doing now, and we see a lot of very similar patterns happening.
This means we will likely see the cost of dairy products and items containing corn and soybeans go up. Guidry says because of tight stocks, prices will likely stay high into next year. One difference this year over 2008 is crude oil prices jumped in 08, but appear stable now.
That may help moderate, to some extent, the increases that we see in consumer food prices.
Guidry also said the increase in feed costs for beef cattle could force producers to sell off herds, leading to more beef on the market and temporarily bringing down prices. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.